Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a fantastic show planned for you tonight. You may have caught us in with a little bit of the Righteous Brothers singing. That's one of my favorite tunes. So we do apologize for that, and we certainly hope and trust that you all will be with us tonight, because we're very excited about the show. I'm very excited about the topic. We're going to be bringing our co-hosts in from all over, and we're just waiting for some of them to press one on their dial, and they will be coming in and joining us. All right, tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is what is your H2O formula for love? We know that H2O is associated with molecules, atoms, and oxygen, and which, you know, forms all the water, you know, which is the oxygen that we breathe, the water. You know, H2O formula. We always talk about H2O. You know, you learn this stuff in basic science. So we talk about the molecules, the atoms, and how they join and, you know, form the oxygen. All right, so what do you say, well, what's that got to do with relationships? Well, we're going to find out tonight. We're going to be talking about a guy by the name of Paul, but let's go ahead and first welcome our co-host all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. We want to say hello to Miss Day. Miss Day, it's always a pleasure to have you all the way from the Peachy.
Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. And I'm glad to be here once again, where our Dr. Walk is not just telling stories, but changing lives.
All right. We're certainly happy to have you. And let's go ahead all the way and continue with the Peachy State and bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, it's always a pleasure and honor, sir, to have you on board with us.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to have a terrific show today on this terrific Thursday. Looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Now let's go ahead to the one and only Pastor Roe. Pastor Roe, it's your role.
Oh, I tell you, that's a good one that you got there. You always come up with interesting topics, especially one with the H2O. But it's a great show, and it's great to be here with all of our people from all over the planet, and looking forward to a great show, and appreciate your outstanding services that you're providing to our local and global communities equally as well.
All right. We want to go ahead and thank you for that. And Ms. Day, I want to bring you in. Go ahead and read our disclaimer for all of our shows so that people will know.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right, let me begin with Ricky to the Rescue. I know that this is a difficult one. We talk about H2O forming for success. for love. And I used to be a science teacher some time ago, and we know that H2O, you know, when you think about H2O, you think about water. Do you have any idea what we might be talking about tonight, Rick to the Rescue, when we're talking about H2O formula for love?
I would love to know what we're talking about today. Does it involve the combination, or are we talking about the different changes it goes to? I'm very interested to hear and add to the discussion today.
All right. Well, just so you all know, we're going to bring in Benny from the block in a moment so that he can give his part. But, you know, when we talk about H2O, you know, we're looking at the chemical. We're looking at the chemical balance of it, where we got the molecules of water that contains two atoms of hydrogen. That's the H. So then these are joined to a single atom of oxygen. That's the O. So you got the H2O, you've got the hydrogen, and then you've got the two joined to a single atom, the oxygen. So we talk about water. So we're going to find out what that has to do with relationship as it relates to this guy named Paul. All right, let's go ahead and bring in some more of our co-hosts here. Let's go ahead and bring Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's show. It's always a joy to have you as well.
Good evening, good evening, and happy, terrific, thankful Thursday. I'm so excited to be with you today, and I'm looking forward to putting the molecules together for the formulation of love.
All right, sounds real good. Let's go ahead and bring in all the way, let's go ahead and bring in, I believe we have Marva. Marva, do we have you on the line? Okay, maybe we don't. We did have her. Okay, all right, let's go ahead and now that we've said that about the part about the H2O, we're looking at something else here, you all. All right, let's get to the story. Our only character in tonight's story is Paul. Paul is a 57-year-old, well-educated, and highly successful man. He has been twice married and divorced and clearly blames his failed marriages on his ex-wives. Now, both his ex-wives felt that Paul's education and success have clearly gone to his head, causing him to be extremely arrogant and narcissistic. He has five adult children. Paul is tall, handsome, has a very charming personality, and of course, a ladies' man. He has never had a problem attracting love into his life because of what he identifies as his H2O formula for love. Now, Paul's H2O formula for love includes the following. Number one, and there are 10 of them, he's a spiritual-based man, okay? Number two, he's highly confident in his ability to do anything he sets his mind to. All right. Number three, he does not care about what other people think of him. Number four, he's very much into his wellness when it comes to taking care of himself. Number five, he loves his children and also has a strong love for humanity. Number six, he knows what he wants when it comes to his heart. Number seven, he believes in chemistry and compatibility are there when it comes to a successful relationship, something he felt missing in his marriages. And number eight, he has learned not to judge a book by its cover. In other words, just because the person is attractive doesn't mean that they're the best person for him. Number nine, he feels that he has his life together every way, especially when it comes to love. And finally, number 10, if you don't see things his way, then you are out of his life and on to the next one for him. Now, Paul's formula in a nutshell, this is his formula in a nutshell, gave you a little bit of it, you know, with the scientific definition of the H2O. Paul's formula in a nutshell is, as water, H2O represents 3/4 of the body, according to science, or the person for him. Chemistry and compatibility represent the relationship of the two individuals, where we're talking about the atoms, who are either dating or married, and the oxygen represents the energy that you put into the marriage, because without oxygen, we can't breathe, we can't move, we can't do anything. So that's the energy. So here we have it, his formula in a nutshell. The body is consistent of 3/4% water. 3/4 of the body is made up of water. That's according to science. And the chemistry, he talks about the chemistry and compatibility represent the two individuals, the atoms. You know, you're taking the molecules, then you're putting the atoms, and then this joins together. That makes the oxygen represents the energy. The oxygen is the energy that you put into it. Now, as he breaks it down more scientifically, Paul feels that each molecule, person, contains two atoms, individuals in the relationship of hydrogen, joins a single joins a single atom of oxygen, representing the two people becoming one in their mindset and in their relationship. Now, this is how Paul has identified his H2O formula for love, and it has worked for him despite his arrogant attitude towards others. Question that I start out with tonight, Miss J, do you think Paul has a serious problem of arrogance that he may not be aware of?
Yeah. I mean, his formula here is something else. Yeah, I think he's a lot of arrogance there. He got a lot of stipulation, and his formula can be a little difficult there. You know, I don't know what he's looking for as his love with this formula. I'm kind of confused with it myself.
Okay.
But,
all right. Okay.
I was listening to you, but let me give you my little quick formula. I was jotting down some stuff.
Okay, yeah.
My formula is W-E-2 plus trust, because I ain't to do the H2O. Time, passion, minus dishonesty equal love. Because,
okay,
you know, got to have that chemistry in there. So that's my formula. And if everybody get all that in there, I figure they'll be in love. That's mine.
All right, we're going to come back to that in just a second. Let's go ahead and bring you Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's talk. We did already bring in Benny from the Block. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring in some more of our co-hosts here. Let's go ahead and bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, family. I hope everyone had a great week. I'm just listening in on this formula. And I too, have a, I guess, a view about what he is. I was going to say a partial narcissist, almost 75%. But anyway, that's his thing. And I'll let you all give me some more ideas about how that person, Paul, is handling his love life.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a joy to have you on board with us as well.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I got lost in time. I was over here doing something and totally didn't look at the time. But I am ready to learn about the formula of love, you know, because all I know is 1 + 1 = 2. And y'all know who taught me that? Beyonce. So I'm ready to learn what you guys have to teach me.
Okay, all right, great. We're going to all right, we're going to take a moment here, and Pastor Rose, let me just ask you here. Let's bring you in here and ask you, is it necessary, even if you don't subscribe to the H2O formula for love as Paul has outlined his, is it necessary to have some formula or a formula for love for your own life? Is it necessary? And if so, why, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's necessary, and just to reduce that fraction to the lowest term, it is, you know, it's the formula is putting God first, you know, loving one another, but putting God first. That's the formula for love.
Okay, all right. Now here, that was actually the first thing on his list, that he's a spiritual man. So, I mean, do you see anything, I mean, in Paul's character, his formula, that, I mean, that would identify him as being arrogant because he's confident in his ability to do everything? He's successful, well-educated. Are those negative attributes?
Well, you mentioned 10 things, and I agree with all of those things. You know, I mean, he dotted every I, he crossed every T, and he left no stones unturned, especially the one that deals with being healthy and staying healthy. But you laid out those 10 areas, and that's not arrogancy. I mean, that's it's just there. You know, all the components he mentioned that.
All right, because he did mention chemistry and compatibility. So is it possible that his ex-wives could have gotten it wrong? They just didn't understand him.
Well, a lot of people don't understand our maker and creator. I mean, no, a lot of people don't understand putting others before you put yourself. But, I mean, that's the formula. That's the principle. You know, love God, but put others first. You know, we serve him by serving others, period.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. tonight's topic. What is your H2O formula for love? We want to hear from you. Ricky to the rescue. Let's bring you in here. Ricky to the rescue. Now that you've heard this story, you know, we're talking about molecules, we're talking about atoms, we're talking about oxygen, H2O. What we're really getting at is that Paul has his own formula. In your opinion, Ricky to the rescue, is it necessary, as your background indicates, as a life coach, would you say then that it's necessary for people to have a formula for love so that they'll know what to expect or what they want?
Yes, sir, most definitely. And so I think it's more so in looking at a potential blueprint or a foundation, something to stand on. That way you have clarity. Sometimes we could make things more complicated than it truly is. And I often wonder, too, with the formula that he has, is it something that just looks good on paper, or is it something that he actually lives by?
Okay, that's very good. So you do agree that people should have something, because he mentioned compatibility and chemistry. Isn't that what, in relationships, we as therapists would tell people? You need to be compatible, equally yoked, if you please, and there needs to be some chemistry there that you like each other, that you have not only things in common, but that you gel. Is that right?
Yes, I think sometimes that is also misunderstood, especially when you're talking about compatibility, because it could really be situational based upon the situation that you're in at the time, right? Because we go through different changes. And so just to kind of just say something as it pertains to compatibility, like what is that? Because it looks different for different people.
All right. Okay. Different for different people. So when people talk about being equally yoked, wouldn't that be a connection or a form of compatibility? And so what do we tell people, because people look at it differently? You as a life coach, what would you tell people? They came to you for some premarital counseling or consulting. What are you telling them that is important to be compatible? How would you break that down for them?
I think it's about understanding value, and within that value, what are the different components of that? So just as a quick example, I could be a Christian, right? And I could go to a different church. Depending on, you know, how the preacher's presenting the word and breaking down the scriptures, I may have a completely, totally different perspective than the person that I'm attracted to or the person that I'm saying I'm compatible with. We may have the same foundation, but when you start talking about yoking something, that means it's truly being yoked in the same type of thing. So if the intricate details of it are not yoked together, then we're talking about something that could be somewhat compatible, but that's what I'm speaking more to when it could be based upon situations and different situations.
All right, so is it fair to say or infer that you might be, I mean, when it comes, let's say two people are in love, but they are two different denominations or faiths or belief systems. Is there a likelihood that if they came to you for premarital coaching or counseling or consulting, are you likely to tell them that they may not be equally yoked or compatible? And that could be detrimental to the relationship if they pursue it further?
Well, I would hope that people would be able to have their own self-discovery to uncover that. But I think it's very important to go to the basis of what the values are. And that really entails doing an assessment on both parts on how the values are ranked. Because you will find often when you start ranking the values, even if someone may say they're spiritual, as an example, they may value money more than they value their religion, or either vice versa. So I think it's important to look at it from that standpoint. And I know it's popular to talk about compatibility, but I think it should be even more important to look at the actual value system.
Wow. Okay, that's very important. So, Ricky Rescue, I want to stay with you just for a second, and I want you to give your credentials or your commercial in a moment. But I just want to say here, so now let's say Jack and Jill are your clients. And Jill says, well, you know, I understand that he's this faith and I'm this faith. That doesn't interfere with our love. However, Jill is saying she insists that when we have children, they're going to be raised under my faith. And Jack is now saying, the jury's still out on that. We haven't fully decided. You know, yes, I love her, but, you know, I might want them raised in my faith. How do you proceed in that and coaching with them?
And so, of course, if we're talking about love, there is a give and take that comes with love. And you may find yourself giving or taking, depending on which side of it you're on. It's important to find that balance. Now, to be just dogmatic and just say something is not going to work, we can't be absolute in saying anything like that because nothing is 100%. But it's important to know the challenges that you may face because now you can weigh if the challenges are even worth it. And so it really entails being able to look at it from a small scale and a larger scale to see what the outcome could potentially be.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Certainly, thank you for that. Let's go ahead and bring in Go Girl, let's bring you in here. We're talking about H2O formula for love. Go Girl, do you think that if Jill has her, we're going to deviate from Paul just for a second, Jill has her belief systems on how she wants kids to be raised because she has her formula for love. And love, you know, does love really have anything to do with it? I love this man, Jack, but, you know, I know we're you're talking about chemistry and compatibility as Paul has talked about it in his formula. Is that going to make a significant difference if Jill is saying, I'm going to raise the kids this way, and Jack is kind of contrary to that, in your opinion? Go, girl.
I believe that will be a significant difference, and I certainly do agree with Ricky to the rescue, because when you get down to it, whether they are compatible because they say they, you know, they're attracted to each other and so forth, and maybe they go to different churches, but they're both spiritual, the values within their upbringing, or let's say what they expect from raising their children, will differ in some way. So it does depend on that value. And he specifically talked about values. So no matter which way you know, we can decide to raise our kids in my church is yours, but how much do you value what those kids will bring into the home? And remember, generation to generation, you're going to have some differences within your children and within your family. So how much of that would be sustainable in a marriage and in a family if the values are not aligned?
All
so
right,
I agree so much with what he said.
I'm going to ask you to stand by. You listen live to the Dr. Jess Workshop. If you just joined us, we'll talk about your formula for H2O, your H2O formula for love. And it could be, you don't have to go with Paul in our story, the character of Paul, what his formula is, but do you have your own formula for love? All right, let's go to, we're going to go to Texas, then we're going to go to Alabama. Let's bring in, looks like we've got Ms. Lewis on the line. Ms. Lewis, thank you for joining us. Ms. Lewis, is it necessary to have a formula for love, whether you call it H2O or something else? Is it necessary?
Well, I think, I'm not muted. Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me. But I do think so, because love is a principle. Love is kind. You're going to look for somebody who is kind, who is sympathetic, who is caring, who is long-suffering, who is forgiving, someone who has a lot of love, beautiful smiles, and have mercy, yes, and also forgiving, there are many couples,
Okay, we're having technical difficulties on Ms. Lewis's end, and we'll try to come back. Let's go to Alabama now. Let's bring in, looks like we got Jack from Alabama. Jack, thanks for joining us this evening. Welcome to tonight's program.
No problem. No problem. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Jack, do you think it's necessary to have a formula for love? I mean, why is that? I mean, a lot of people don't even know what love is. You know, they just say, I love you. You know, and there's nothing mm-hmm. greater, absolutely nothing greater than love. So, Jack, is it necessary to have a Is it necessary to have a formula for love?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes 100%. And love is what makes the world go round. Too many people are walking around that don't have any love within their hearts. And then they're not even giving love and they're not receiving love. So I think love is very, very important. And you want someone who's kind and tenderhearted. Someone, when I say tender, and sometimes people are not tenderhearted. They love from a distance, and they love you because you love them, but they're not loving you in spite of. See, that's when it comes into play. That's the major part there, when you love people in spite of who they are. Now, in a marriage, I've always said this, it's not that you're giving 50-50. Both parties should be giving 100%. 100%, 100%, and that would make the marriage work 150% or 200%. So I think love is very essential, is very important, and we need to continue the courtship in the marriage, all those little things that we did before we got that individual. We should continue those things in the marriage. So love is very, very vital in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're almost out of time, you all. We're down to about a half hour before we bring the show to a close. Let me go in. Lady C, if you were to, let's say, give advice to people who are starting to date, what would be your H2O formula for love, or what would simply be your formula for love for them to look for?
Well, for one, I would say create a list on what you want from someone and what you don't want. What you will tolerate in your marriage or your relationship, and what you won't tolerate, because red flags are very important. So you got to pay attention to the red flags. Whatever you desire in a relationship, do not date the opposite of those desires. Because when you date the opposites of your desires and your wants, you're just creating a disaster. So I would just tell them that, you know, pay attention to what they want and go after what they want, and don't just settle.
All right, so going back to our scenario with Jack and Jill dating and having premarital counseling or coaching, then when Jill is insistent that I'm going to raise the children under my faith, understanding that they both share a different faith, and Jack is saying, no, you're still out on that. We're going to decide later. What would you tell this couple if you were coaching them?
Well, this is a personal choice, but in my opinion, I would probably say it's important to know which faith, you know, to agree on the faith, because you can't be unequally yoked. You can't be one person be an atheist and the other person say, yes, I believe in God, you know? Because, I mean, at this point, this child going to grow up, and that's going to be a religious battle in the house, you know? You don't want a religious battle. Either you both going to believe in God or you both don't believe in God. But you guess, I mean, in my opinion, you just can't just, it's not, I'm going to just say it's not going to work, you know?
Okay.
In my opinion, it's not going to work. Unless
we're
going to
ask you this. That's a heavy one. Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, could something like that work if they have, even though they love each other, they got their formula for love. Oh, I love her. She's the sweetest thing. I can't be without him, you know, and her and vice versa and so forth and so on. But now, you know, the question is love enough to project what could be down the road when you're talking about having children where there are none present at the time?
You know, love is not enough. That's why it's good to have a good formula, a good plan before you get married. Having children and how you're going to raise your children, it should have been a very important step prior to that. That's why you should have that plan and that formula. And if you did not do it prior to it, and you knew already you was having some issues, you know you're going to have some problems down the line. So, you know, and even though you might love each other, you you really made those disasters to happen because you knew it was going to happen down the line without trying to resolve it before it happened, you know, because you know
right,
you do different religions.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We want to bring Benny into the block. We got some comments that have come in to talk about the formulas, H2O formulas for love. Benny from the block, we'll give you this first one. This female, she writes in, she says, you know, I never thought about it, but if I had to have a formula for love, it would be loving the person like I would want him to love me. That's it. Benny from the block, how important is that? Is that enough? Let me just love this person like I want them to love me. Is that enough, Benny from the block? All right, let's go to, let's bring in, let's go back to Miss J. Miss J, is that enough to love the person the way that they want, that they want to be loved? Is that enough?
That's a good start, but that's not enough. You
okay.
know, love extends more than just that. That's a good start.
That's a good start, but that's not enough. Give me two other things that might... You might want to add to that, if anything.
You know, you want him to love, but you want him to respect you, to be honest with you. You know, you not just love. Don't just use the word love, because in a marriage or being together, you got so much that you have to like situations. You want him to respect you. You want him to honor you. You want him to be there for you. You know, they're just saying, I want him to love me as I would love them. That's sort of general, just love. That's all I'm saying.
All
that's
right, we're going to ask. We're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, we're going to give you this next comment. Come into the studio, and what we're looking at now, this party says, to be honest with you, I personally don't think most people have a clue of what love really is. If they did, then there probably would not be as many breakups or divorces. Jack, do you think there's any validity to that statement? They don't know what love is, and if it was, there wouldn't be
true.
As many. Your thought?
I think it's true. I kind of agree with that. Because, you know, I think at one point it was like one out of four marriages ending up in divorce, and then it got down to one out of three. And what is it now? It's like one out of two. I think a lot of people don't, like you're saying, I think they really don't understand, you know, what love is. And like the young lady said earlier, love is a principle. You're going to love that person in spite of who they are, not because of who they are. So, yes, we need to learn exactly what it means to love. And I think the young lady was hitting on it, you know, you want him to respect you. You want to go beyond, I'm going to love you because you, I love you. But both of you want to go that extra mile. That's why I keep saying, and I keep putting emphasis on this, 100%, 100%, because that's going to bring 200% in the marriage. That means you're going to go all out. So respect me. Show me a little tenderness. You know, let the courtship continue in the marriage. Do things that I'm not even thinking about. Try to out-love each other. You ever heard of that? Try to out-love each other. And then, you know, all of those things will play together. Have your little getaways. Matter of fact, I was talking about this the other day with somebody. Have those little getaways. Do the little niceties. Render the do benevolence one to another. Say kind things. Talk kindly to each other. You know, and don't ever go to bed angry. The Bible says that. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So all of these things need to be infused into the marriage or the relationship that you have. And then that'll bring out love. And you heap coals of fire with all of this.
Wow, Jack, you talk about marriage with emphasis. That's a very good point. Like a married man. So we ask, how long have you been married?
You want me to say for real?
I mean, if that's what you like. If not, you can certainly bypass on that.
Oh, no, I've been married 50 years.
15 years?
5-0.
Oh, my goodness, Jack. You sound like you don't even sound like you're 50. And you've been married 5-0. You need to write a book, Jack, and we certainly take your it's under consideration. Wow. You need to write a book because you've given some very
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to stand by. And we're going to
go
to the next, and we're going to give this one here to, let's see here, we're going to bring in Lady C. Lady C, I'm going to give you this next comment. We're almost out of time, you all. This male, he says, when it comes to your HBO formula for love or any formula for love, I didn't know you needed a formula for love. Perhaps if I did, he said, I would have saved me, it would have saved me from being married and divorced 3 times already. Wow. So, Lady C, what do you think he missed?
Well, he missed that formula.
But I personally think he just fell in the trap that all of us fell in, you know, except, okay. You know, because when that was been married 50 years, listen, congratulations. I love
yes.
that. I come across a lot of people that have been married for 50, 30 years. It's amazing. I'm glad you guys stuck through everything, you know. And
thank
I wish y'all
you.
A whole lifetime, many more.
Okay, we got to have you and your spouse on the show and give the world some pointers. 50 years, my goodness.
Thank you.
I know a number of people have been married 2, 3, or 4, 5 times, and the marriages then total up to 50 years. Great day. I'm going to ask you to stand by. That certainly speaks volumes. Let's go to Ricky to the rescue and give him an opportunity to bring in a commercial break, and then that'll be fine. We'll get to Marjorie Cross in a moment as well. Bring to the rescue, give us your commercial break.
Yes, sir. Hello, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue. I represent A Path to Greatness, LLC, founded here in Georgia. You can locate me and on my website, actually, at 2greatness.com. That is the number 2. greatness.com. You can also directly call me at 404-968-9940. Thank you very much.
All right, so we have it. So let's go with, now we're going to bring in, just for a moment also, we're going to bring in Marjorie Cross and give you an opportunity to bring, this is another one of our sponsors. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Go ahead and give us your commercial break, please. We're running out of time, you all.
Yes, hello. Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, Pastor Rose, and good night, all your co-hosts. My name is Marjorie Cross, and I'm with one of the most leading companies in the world. And we have some health products for any health condition that may be able to help you. We have different things like collagen and adaptogen and different health products. You need to find out more about this company, these products, you could go at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And I'm also the assistant sponsor director with Pastor Roll, working on getting people to come in as sponsors. So God bless you all. Oh, my telephone number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And you could call me and I'll tell you more about the product. God bless you all and have a good night. Very interesting topic. Thank you.
All right, we're going to ask you. Let's go to, I think we have Ms. Lewis who's connected back with us again. Ms. Lewis, we're going to give you this comment and we are running out, close to out, being out of time. This female writes in, she says, your formula for love. I like this topic because I think it's important to know that H2O stands for water, which is what our bodies are mostly made up of, just as in the story tonight. In that case, just like we need the water, we also need to be loved with the proper nutrients from love, if you please. So, Ms. Lewis, how do you interpret that? We need the proper nutrients for love. So what would you say the proper nutrients for love, in your opinion?
Well, I think that in order for somebody to truly love another person, that person should get the love from God, because the Bible says that God is love and he wants us to love him. And so when we love the Lord, he will give us when we ask. And we really seek God, he will give us that love in order to love one another. Because as I said earlier, that many times we think love at first sight or love knowing somebody and dealing with others. My mama used to say, come live with me and just see me are two different things. So sometimes you love people. And when you live with them, then it's so different because you find out their bad ways or whatever ways we want to call it. So I think that first of all, we need to love God so that he can give us that love to give to others, to share the real love and not infatuation or lust. You know, love someone really, and that love comes from the heart of God. That's how I think we must love, because in 1 Corinthians 13, I would advise every one of us who are married or unmarried to read this chapter day by day, because sometimes too, we may be married for 50, 60 years, 40 years, and still the wife or the husband will complain because they are not getting the love that they desire. And some of my friends who have married for how many years, they say, girl, I just stayed in this marriage just because I didn't want my children to have divorced parents. I hear it all the time. And sometimes
all right.
You want.
Oh, no, go ahead. Finish your thought. We're almost out of time, though, Ms. Lewis, please.
Yeah. Sometimes you wonder, how do two people live together? But they may live a long time together, but there is no love. There is no connection. As my brother said, we should be able to court every day. Some of us, when we get married, after a while, we throw away courting. We don't court anymore. We don't touch each other. We don't kiss. We don't have time together. We don't spend time together. Hug and, you know, do what we're supposed to do when we're courting. So what kind of love is that?
Right. So, Ms. Lewis, sorry to cut you off. We are almost out of time. So let me just ask you here quickly. So you sound like a married person, and if so, how long have you been married?
44 years.
44 years. Wow. You also should write a book, because you can put all of those things that you were just saying into it, and we certainly appreciate your comment. We're going to ask you to stand by. I want to go here now. Missy, I want to bring you in and ask you, well, let's bring in Pastor Rowe first. Pastor Rowe. Now, we're talking about formula for love, and we've got people that have been married 40-plus years and now 50 years, a half a century. Wow, Pastor Rowe, that is so deep. Do you think, and we're going to get to them, back to them in just a moment, but Pastor Rowe, I want to give you this comment. This female, she says, there is an old saying, love don't love nobody. I believe that it is true because each person is an individual, and if you don't know how to love yourself first, how can you have love or know a formula to love someone else? That's just how I see it. But if you don't know how to love yourself, is that a narcissistic way of looking at things? Pastor Rowe, quickly, please.
Well, sure. You got to know how to love yourself. And, laws of attraction. You know, I'm on this show because of Marjorie Cross. She invited me, but I found out through you. I'm not talking about a conjugal marriage, but I connected with you, with your spirit that you had about your love and concern for the children of the world. That attracted me, and I'll stay with you forever as long as that's the main focus, you know, giving of yourself. I mean, sacrificial giving. You know, can two walk together except they be agreed? No, we have an agreement that put love, for God so loved the world that he gave. It's about giving, and our focus got to be on this show is giving to help these less advantaged, disadvantaged children. And I appreciate all that you are doing, and all, and that's the main focus, and I will stay married with you in this program spiritually when it deals with this church forever, as long as the focus is on the children and not so much on ourselves. Back to you, yes. Dr. Walker.
We certainly do appreciate that, and we appreciate it. Go, girl, I want to bring you in. You, as we progress through this now, do you think that it is absolutely necessary to really have some type of a formula for love? Do you think that it's really necessary that you know what you want? Like Paul, in Paul's case in the story, he knew what he wanted.
I believe that everyone should have a their wants, their needs, but also be realistic about it, and that compatibility comes with, as I heard others say, being able to love. Love is not just a word. Love is an action, and that those actions will demonstrate how much you love this person. And I think someone said you should always try to outlove each other. That's a good idea. If people could really put that in to action, it would be hard. But, you know, sometimes people wind up being treated less than. But what does that less than mean to the person who felt as though they're being treated that way? So even though the other person is, they may believe that they're putting forth all the effort they know or understand about that person, is not just doing so. And sometimes it's a matter, it's body language. It's how you do it. It's how you say it. It's how often. It's also how an individual perceives what that person is doing. And in a couple, I would hope that they're close enough to really communicate what it is that they both need, and not just say, I need it, but it, give them an understanding of how this makes them feel when they don't have it versus when they do have it, et cetera. So I believe, yes, we do need a formula in a sense, checklist, and be realistic about it because, again, that person is not going to fulfill everything on that list. But, again, what can you tolerate? What can you live with that you'll be able to honor that person in love?
All right, we're going to ask you, I've been in from the block. We want to bring you in. I've been in from the block. Are you there? Perhaps you were on mute. All right, we don't have been into the block. Then, Jack, I want to go back in, and I want to bring you in with 50 years of marriage. In a nutshell, Jack, what pointers would you give somebody for having an H2O formula or simply a formula for love that has obviously worked for you for 50 years? That's like, my goodness, if I'm 35, I'm just playing. So, Jack, what would the formula be? I mean, Fred, hey. I mean, you can add up people. You can get 100,000 people and ask them how many times, how long did their marriages last, and they may not even still add up to 50 years. So this is monumental, Jack. We want to listen to what you have to say, the formula for love.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I had said that I'm the one that said that we try to outlove each other, but it's more than that. You have to put God first and foremost in your life. He is the one that gets the credit for everything. Is no credit goes to me or to my spouse. And you got to remove self out of the way. I think once you remove self out of the way and then you let go and just let God, then he will take control. He's the one that ordained the marriage. He's the one that tells us how to come together as a husband and wife. He said, keep all kind of outside influences out of the marriage and all. And that's one way that would help. Another thing that you should do, as I mentioned earlier, try to outlove each other. And I'm going to keep putting emphasis on this. Give it your all. Give it 110%, and she's supposed to give it her all. And court each other. Court each other. I mentioned that earlier, too. Court each other in the marriage. Buy the little flowers and cook the little the candlelight dinners or the dinners and all. Do your getaways and all that. Try to show each other that you're loving them because it's your responsibility to help that person get into the kingdom and vice versa. It's both responsibility of each other to help each other get into the kingdom. So how are you going to do that? You're going to do that by showing love. And someone said it earlier, that love only comes from God, that agape love. Now, we talk about the Eros love, that's the romantic love and all that, but the main love, that's God's love, that agape love that comes from him. And he would actually show us how to love. It shows what all the principles. We're not loving the person because of who they are. We're loving the person in spite of who they are. Even though they may come with their pitfalls and their downfalls, we're going to love them in spite of that because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And don't think we're perfect because we're not. We're far from perfect. So we're trying our best to do what we're supposed to do because God ordained the marriage. Man didn't ordain the marriage. God ordained the marriage. And the marriage is holy and the bed is undefiled, according to what it says in the Bible. So we have to look at all of that. If we look at all of that and remove self out of the way, sky's the limit. You gotta move self out of the way. And I think that's what people do. You go into marriage, it's all about me and what I want. No, it's not about what you want. It's what God wants for you.
how he has ordained the marriage. And I'm sorry to talk to Ravel on so long. I just wanted to share those things. Mm-hmm.
Well, 50 years, that gives you entitlement, Jack. We certainly do appreciate that. We're going to ask. Right. Then we're going to ask Ms. Nelly to close us out tonight in about 10 minutes. Ms. Lewis, if you'll close us out in about 10 minutes on tonight's topic. Will you do that for us, Ms. Nelly? You'll have about 60 seconds. Will you do that? Since you've got 44 years of marriage, would you do that for Ms. Lewis?
Well,
yes or no, Ms. Lewis? We're running out of time.
yes, it's important.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by in a few minutes and close us out with a formula for love in a few minutes. We'll come back to her in a moment. Ms. Yeah, I want to go to you and bring you in and give you this comment, this last comment that we're going to be taking for the evening. And this young man writes in, he says, I think I figured out what works best for me when it comes to having a formula for love. Number one, he gives 6 points here. He says, number one, love God. Number two, love yourself. Number three, love your family and have love for humanity. Number four, know what you want when it comes to your heart, just like Paul did in the story, he says. Number five, make sure the chemistry and compatibility are there when it comes to someone else, like Paul said in the story. Number six, don't judge a book by its cover. In other words, just because a person is attractive doesn't mean that they are the best person for you, just as Paul mentioned in the story. So he has three things here that Paul mentioned in tonight's story. So, Ms. J, what are your thoughts? This was his formula. Do you have anything that he may have missed or something that could be deleted? Love God, love yourself, love your family, love humanity. Know what you want when it comes to your heart. Make sure the chemistry and compatibility are there, and don't judge a book by its cover. That sounds pretty reasonable to me.
I think all of those are excellent. I probably would have said all of those if I could have thought of them. But I want to just say briefly my opinion. Every marriage is not really put together by God, you know. People marry for so many different crazy reasons. But when they are put together by God, that's a great thing. A lot of people marry just because they say, I love you, get married. That don't hold that marriage together. You got to eventually get in love. It's a big difference. And that's when, you know, you become that best friend, that deep feeling, you know, you feel the pain, you sacrifice, it's powerful. You know, I also am one that was married for a long time. My husband, he's passed on now. But at the time, we was married for 39 years, together 42, and it would have been 48 years this year. And when he was alive, just to show you the passion, remember I gave you my formula, W, we two plus trust, time, passion, manners, dishonesty equal love. That passion was always there. God was always number one in our life, too, so I won't leave that out. But I had butterflies through all them years I was with that man. I blushed all them years because we kept that passion alive. Like Jack said, you know, we enjoyed each other. We did things. We kept it alive. We tried to outlove each other. And that's what we used to do. And that's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That is super interesting. So, Ms. J, we certainly regret the passing of your husband. And we certainly do appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that you would have mentioned all of those things that the person mentioned. All right, we're going to have all of y'all stand by, and we're about to bring the show to a close, but just before we do, I want to go to each person and ask, is there anything that they would bring in that would be different? And we'll go to Ms. Lewis last as she closes tonight's show out. Let me begin with Marjorie Cross. Ms. Marjorie Cross, let me just ask you, is there anything that may not have been mentioned tonight that you would encourage or suggest that we have as part of love, a formula for love, to keep people together?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to say was already mentioned, you know, just putting God first and loving one another and communicating with each other each day and just keep loving each other.
All right, keep loving each other. Let me go to Go-Go. Girl, how do we love each other each day when sometimes we can't even stand each other?
Well, I think that we can love each other despite of our differences and despite of things that come up. As we say, don't go to bed with that thought in your head. And if you are a follower of Christ, if you are a believer, your faith should be the driven factor to your relationship, because you're going to be loving that person as God loved us. And so if you can do that, despite of all our ways, you should be able to be forgiving of what occurs and at least be able to communicate that and have a clear understanding as to what that means to the relationship and both of you. So I agree with everything that all of us said in particular. So that's my spill on or addition to.
All right. All right. I don't think we have Benny from the block with us. Let's go now. Pastor Rowe, your thoughts quickly on anything for a formula for love. I know we've also mentioned 1 Corinthians 15, as Nellie mentioned that. So just quickly in a nutshell, a formula for love before we close out.
Love one another and put God first.
All right, certainly. Okay, let's bring Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue. Wrap us up here before we close out the show tonight with the real formula for love, in your opinion.
I think the formula for love is something that could actually be modified and changed as you go, because, as you know, life changes and it goes. So to have a foundation, you have that formula. And then also, and I'm not sure if this was actually discussed, but there have to be short-term and long-term goals as things change, because what I'm looking towards may change and be different from what someone else is looking towards.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. A, let's come back to you. Anything else that you may want to enter here?
I think I did say become best friends and always keep that emotional, loving connection.
Right. I think that is important, to become best friends. Let's go to Jack, and then we're going to get ready to go to Ms. Lewis to close us out here. Let's go to Jack. Jack, I mean, with 50 years of marriage, certainly, you know, you can give us something that, shoot, all of us can learn from. I certainly can.
I just wanted to say that what greater love can anyone have than to lay down their life for a friend? So God is love. He showed us what he was and what he was all about when he laid down his life for all of us. We may have a chance to be saved.
That's a beautiful thought. And so we're going to go ahead now and bring in, allow this opportunity, you know, what is your H2O formula for love? I do believe, and this is just giving my opinion just before Ms. Lewis comes in and closes out, I believe it's important to have a formula for love. I really do. And we've all said it here tonight, you know, putting God first. I believe in that as well. And I do believe in loving humanity, you know, and caring for yourself. But I think that the premises on, it's just my opinion, is like the Ten Commandments, the first four, your relationship with God. Your relationship with God, I think that's important. Those four and how you establish your relationship with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and yourself, all connected there together with those four. And then the next six, your relationship with humanity, your fellow man. And I think that I think that you will really discover your formula for love, and I believe that it will be, you will find that it's innate. That's just my opinion. Now, Ms. Lewis, if you'll close us out, we certainly would appreciate that. The formula for love, Ms. Lewis.
Formula for love. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. Number two, being married, or even before or during, we should find out about each other's love cup, how we can fill each other's love cup so it can flow over. You know, some people love to be praised. Some people love to be touched. Some people love just a smile. Some people love just some present or whatever. So find out your husband or your wife's love cup and fill it up to overflowing, and vice versa. It should be mutual. And when we find out each other's love cup, if I love to be touched, touch me. Please don't walk and don't touch me. Come on. Find out if my wife loves for me to touch me, or she prefers flowers or whatever. But find out each other's love cup and fill it up to overflowing. Pray together. The family that prays together taste.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, on that note, that was very powerful. We appreciate all of you all tonight, H2O formula, mm-hmm. and we encourage all of you all to find out what your own H2O formula for love is. And I like what Jack has brought with us tonight, Ms. Lewis has brought with us tonight. With all this, their marriages together brings 94 years. Oh, my goodness. Both of y'all should be writing books. Now, we're clearly out of time, you all. Please join us here tomorrow night, you know, when we've got a super topic. What is God's will for man? What is God's will for man? You'll want to join us tomorrow night. Those of you choose to pass the program. We're going to be talking along the lines here, giving me a topic for next week. How can we love? How can love be enough when you don't know what love is? How can love be enough when you don't know what love is? That's going to be an interesting one. So those of you all that choose to join us tomorrow night, we'll look forward to having you. Of course, if you're not tomorrow night, next Thursday. First thing I want to say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye. God bless you all.
Good night. Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, Marjorie Crowe. Good night, Blog Talk Radio family.
Everybody. Everyone on the show. Great show as you do. And congratulations, Jack and Sister Louise, on your long marriage. May God
bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Praise God.
Great show. Great show. Let's just keep loving one another. That's it.
Yes.
And putting God first.
Yes.
Amen. And remember the children of the disadvantaged children of the world.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you all.
I don't know what to thank you for Ukraine.